Welcome to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome to the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas, and welcome to Breaking the Silence tonight. I kind of have my head over here to the side because if I do this, you're going to see the Houston sunset right behind me coming through. But as the evening goes on, you'll see that sun start lowering and lowering into the night, which I love this view from my home. But welcome to my house and Breaking the Silence, and we have one of those money-back guarantee programs tonight that's going to teach you some things, motivate you, get you passionate about some things in your life that you're going to want to write down. You're going to want to know addresses and how to get a hold of some product tonight. And you're just going to want to get motivated on how to make impact on other people around you. But maybe tonight, how to make an impact in yourself. Even though our guest tonight is a pro and an expert with dealing with youth, all of these things can be used with us older folks too. I want to apologize tonight for my voice. I came home from a vacation and apparently I caught some, I think what they call COVID, and I was diagnosed yesterday. So I'm going to let our guest speak all he wants this evening. And I'm going to kind of take a step back and let him be the star of the program and the loudest voice of the show, if that's all right. 888-627-6008 is the best way to get in touch with us tonight, or you can get right here on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page. If my son Curtis is running from Seattle, Washington, and I hope he's doing well up there in the corner of our country. And if you want to comment through there, you're welcome to do that, and we'll pass that on later on in the show, or you can talk directly to Thomas at the wonderful BBS radio station. He'll patch you through immediately right into us tonight so you can talk straight to our awesome guest. I want to let you know, the next few weeks we have some great guests, some different guests that we normally haven't really talked about on topics that we haven't really covered. So make sure you stay tuned in the next few weeks. But tonight, I want to make sure we give the full hour because it is due to this individual. And it's a friend of mine that I have met through my association with ACES Matter. And he is going to be one of our star resident people in our program. And his name is Anthony B., and I'll go ahead and put B., McCauley. And he was born and raised in Thomasville, North Carolina. And he is the founder and CEO of Males of Distinction, Ladies of Merit Youth Programs. And he's also the owner of Gravity Drone Services. Listen to this. Anthony is a three-time number one best-selling author, and he has published 11 books and probably 12 now since it's been a week or two since I've spoken to him because he's kicking them out like a New York minute. And he's also an international author published in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He is a lifelong mentor that uses his talents to share his experience, strength, and hope to today's youth. And I want to let you know, with just that little bit of the top of his bio, he has my heart right in his hand because his heart is in today's youth. I want to welcome tonight, all the way from North Carolina, live to Houston, Texas, Anthony McCauley. Anthony, can you hear me this evening?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. Oh, my goodness. What an introduction. First of all, I have to say, man, God bless you. And I'm going to pray your strength through this broadcast, because you just gave us some information about you and you're smiling.
Oh, good night. The only thing I have going here is a little bit of whiskers. I decided I'm not going to shave. But just like you, you haven't shaved in a couple of days either.
Oh, Dr. Williams, what a pleasure to be here this evening. I am so grateful that you've invited me on this evening. I don't take it for granted. And, man, I'm just so elated right now. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Well, it's an honor. I'll tell you what, Anthony, I'm being serious as a heart attack. I try to read as many books as I can of all the people that's on our guests. I don't just interview people without reading what they wrote. I really enjoy the way you write. You write the way I like to read. It's very bullet points and then some topics. I love that. And I would recommend right now, people start writing down your name. And if there's some books that you want to suggest, would be if out of the 11, number one, I don't know how you wrote 11. I'm trying to get my second one finally out on the market. Where do you come up with these ideas for these books that just seems to pour out of your spirit?
And that's exactly what it is. It's a spiritual thing for me at this point in my life. Most of my books are coming from some lived experience areas. And each and every day, I'm getting so much inspiration from spiritual endeavors right now. And those things are coming to me, Dr. Williams, of dealing with people that has dealing with some traumatic events that's happening in their life. As you know, right now, we're dealing with some areas in this world right now of opiate addiction, fentanyl. And so I'm on the front lines of that thing as well. A lot of my writing is coming from the fact of I want people to overcome those situations and recognize that if I'm a lived experience guy. And I guess the more and more we get to talking this evening, some people will hear my story come out a little bit or it may come out. I don't know what's going to happen this evening, but I've already prayed. But a lot of my books are inspired by the fact that I want you to know if you get knocked down and you can read a book and you have a moment of clarity and you just decide that, hey, I'm going to pick up a book and read it. I want you to get some type of hope out of what you're reading in my books. That's why I try to make them simplistic and real. You know, there's nothing that's a myth in my books. It's all facts.
You know, I love when, because I read a lot. As I travel around the country, I meet a lot of experts. And, you know, they hand out these wonderful textbooks. Then I'll get through the first couple pages and I go, hey, wait, I can't do this. I just put it to the side. It's way over my head. And the one thing I like about reading, and especially yours, is that every page, there's a nugget of gold that you can apply and use. Is that intentional, or is that just something simplistic that you wanted to do? Or tell me kind of how you frame that in your mind before you ever put ink to page.
I'm old school, man. I like to write down on pen and paper first, then I type. Of course, there's all kind of gadgets and things. You can speak into the computer and it'll type for you. But I like to do it in a way I'm thinking, if I'm reading this and I want to know how I wanted to keep it real with people, I want that to come out and be displayed in my writing as well on the pages. Some people, I've even had Dr. Williams, some people come at me, some English professors from around the world have taunted me and said, hey, you know, that's bad grammar and you know, that's not the structure. I don't care about it. It was given to me a what certain way. And I do a spell check here and I let a few people read my book to see how it is. And I publish it. You know, I know it's not good, but people are reading my books. So
I tell you what, you're saying your pen and notebook, you're old school. I'm quill and parchment. That's how much older school I am than you. Always, 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 because I really believe this. Matter of fact, in the book that's getting ready to come out of mine, I think the first sentence in the book is, could it be that the worst experience that you have ever experienced in your life, could it be that that is the key to open the door to the very most purpose of the rest of your life? Wow. So there has to be something. And I haven't heard your personal story from beginning to end. And we'll go as deep as you want, but is there something that happened to you that has caused you to have a heart that softens when it's around youth and you want to make a difference in their life?
Yes. First of all, there's some areas in my life, and I keep talking about lived experiences. First of all, I would put out there, I'm not a therapist, ladies and gentlemen, but I am a subject matter expert, frontline experiences of some areas in my life that dealt with some addictive behaviors. And I've just opened up the Rebuilt Through Recovery Therapeutic Consulting Services, where I am a well-trained expert because of my in-depth frontline knowledge that I'm allowed to help others develop a peace of mind knowing that I have their best interests at heart and the fact that they can be accounted for, and I'm able to offer them some valuable direction of hope. And Dr. Williams, I keep wanting to call you Dr. G, man. So it's
like, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but Dr. Williams, what happens is the passion that comes out of me, and I'm going to be open and honest and take the mask off right now. Ladies and gentlemen, in the late 1980s, there was an epidemic that hit the communities called crack cocaine. Okay, I was a football player, all around athlete, but when my body got a hold of that, all of those deep-seated issues of some early things that went on in my life, of resentments, of some traumatic events that took place, came up, and I walked in. I have no recollection of my 30s, okay? I know I partied. It felt good. It felt good to my body, and I had a ball. But there were some dark issues that came along with that, and I don't ever want a child or a young man or a young lady to ever experience that. I have already done it for them.
Okay, so you're taking all the negativity and all the junk that has happened to you, and you've said, this is what I've experienced, and now you're packaging it up to be able to present it to the youth of this world today of, hey, this is what's going to happen to you. This is how to stay straight and narrow. This is what to do and what not to do. Are the kids responding?
The kids are responding. And what happens is when you take on a role of beginning to deal with kids to try to make a difference in their life, it can be very difficult. Because number one, they have some issues when you dig deep enough. And this is another reason why I'm so looking forward to my residency training program with ACES Matter, because you have to have the right techniques. Number one, they don't trust anyone. We're dealing with a generation of kids right now who don't trust anyone. So if until you break, and they can tell when you come in and you have their best interest at heart. They know that immediately. And especially if they have experienced some trauma, their emotional response is so intense that they feel threatened. And until you can break that barrier with them, but I'm finding, and it's actually a divine spiritual thing that's taking place in my life, Dr. Williams. This is a gift that has been given to me to be able to reach. They look at me as a place of safety. I don't take that for granted. I don't take that for granted. Kids look up to me as a father figure. They trust me. I have them no reason. My boys at one point did not know how to accept the fact that I told them I loved them. They all called a meeting on me. They called a meeting on me one time. We closed out of a youth service, and they said, Mr. Anthony, can we talk to you? And I said, yeah, what's going on, guys? Why do you tell us you love us so much? And I said, okay, everybody sit down. This is a teaching moment right now. So I began to find out, you know what? Over a long period of time, they have some traumatic events that have taken place in their life where they've never heard the word love. They never had. Here I come. I'm 6'2", 300 pounds, Dr. G. When I walk in the room, these kids are like, here come Mr. Anthony. So they look at me and they tell me things that they wouldn't tell their parents. As long as they don't tell me anything about them personally wanting to harm themselves which is beyond my scope of practice. I would love on them, and for the most part, we do things to allow them to learn. I want my kids to learn, make some mistakes, man, so you can fail forward. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, it's okay. It's okay if you failed, son, you know. But I'm dealing with my demographic area where I'm at here in North Carolina. I'm in Pinehurst, North Carolina. This is where they have all the golf tournaments. This is some of the golf places. This is a golf resort town. And on one side of town, Dr. Williams, the per capita income is 90,000 plus. Okay. It's divided by a traffic circle. As you enter and come out of that traffic circle, the per capita income goes down to 25,000 below. So I'm on that side of the traffic circle. However, I got a demographic of kids whose fathers are very prominent, but they're dealing with some deep-seated issues of traumatic events taking place within the home of a 6,000 square foot house. They're dealing with it as well as my kids on the other side of town. So I'm a big staple in this thing right now of making sure that kids are, especially my young men, wanting to have some leadership skills poured into their life. I tell them, pull up your pants. I offer young men a belt. Man, here's a belt, man. You know, and they're like, what are you talking about? It's, no, I need you to pull up pants up, man. We don't need to see all that. So my boys respect that when I come at them like that. You know, I teach them how to know themselves. And they believe in that.
Don't you think all kids somewhere deep inside want boundaries? Want rules, want somebody to guide them and lead them, even though they need and scream independence, but they don't want to be left alone. How do you balance that with a teenager?
Oh, my goodness. It's like I said before, it is a very, very unique thing that has been given to me to be in the position that I am. And I make sure that I continually cultivate and keep myself prayed up, because when it comes to a teenager, I have to let them know. I even get to the point where sometimes now in this society, people don't even want you to wrap your arms around a person. You know, they think there's something, your motives may not be pure, but my kids, for some reason, there's a sense of safety that travels with me whenever a child, even a little child I have never met before, they can laugh at me. I don't know what it is about me, but there's a sense of drawing to me and a place of safety. And even people around me say, and you got to be real careful because, you know, that child, that you're getting too close to those children. But I beg to differ. I am a father figure. I walk in a quest for true, authentic manhood. And I deal with these kids, and I deal with society, even adult men. Even adult women, I make sure that I walk in the integrity of manhood. And I'm right now dealing with going through a course with Robert Lewis, The Quest for Authentic Manhood. Oh. And I'm finding out so many things that we as men are off track. So if I got to get these young men to recognize, I'm pouring this into the community right now, The Quest for Authentic Manhood.
Yeah, and I want to buddy up with you and maybe invite you into another inner circle that I have with another awesome person, Dr. Carnes in Atlanta, Georgia, that we are working on doing some things for men, because I think this country is screaming to have leadership, guidance, and a place where men can break through from the behind the mask that we have been wearing all of these years.
Yes.
You'd be an awesome person to have on that team. And I would love to invite you and get you in on that. We're going to take our first commercial break. Anthony, on the other side of this first commercial break, I want to come right back with you telling everybody how to get on your website, how to get your email, how to get your products, and let everybody know because I want them to have a pen and paper ready to write that stuff down. And then I want to talk about this last book I just read, The Leader in You, Rise Up. So be prepared, put the bullets in all your emotional guns and your wisdom, and be ready to fire away when we come back. 888-627-6008. And we'll be right back. You will not want to miss the next 40 minutes with Anthony McCauley. We'll be right back. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. Welcome back. As I promised, I told you the sun would go down, and now it's just beautiful sky here in Houston. Welcome back. 888-627-6008. My texts are starting to vibrate my phone here, and I'm starting to look at them. One person already asked a question on my text was, what's this residency program that you're talking about? And maybe we can jump in to that here just in a second. First of all, Anthony, tell me, if people want to get in touch with you, they're liking your enthusiasm and your passion, and they can see, and that's what I love about you, your genuineness and your authenticity. You can't make that up. And when you're dealing with kids, you better not make it up, because they can see right through that, can't they?
They sure can. They sure can. And first of all, I want people to recognize, or can go to Anthony B. McCauley. That's McCauley.com. There's a button there. You can see all my books, and you can shop all, and you'll see every book that I have and material. I got T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Also, you can reach me at mailsofdistinction@gmail.com, as well as www.mailsofdistinction.com is our website, where you can see and get in contact with us there. And also, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. If you would just look me up, Anthony McCauley. That's MCC. AULEY.
Fantastic. And the best way to get the books, you can do it on Amazon, but probably better off to get it off your website, right?
Yes, yes. And that would be AnthonyBMcCauley.com. And what happens is, when you go to AnthonyBMcCauley.com and order a book, you get a personal autographed copy from me.
What else can a person want?
That's right. And I call those collector's copies. So.
Maybe we worth a lot of money one day.
That's right. So,
okay, this residency program that I happen to know a little bit about, since I'm on the board with ACES Matter. You know, we took applicants that applied for this residency program, and you were one of the first ones selected. And what we're going to do is, how long will you spend with you during this residency when it begins? Is it like a year program, Anthony?
Yes, it's going to be a one-year program. So,
and you're basically going to get all this information and training, and then hopefully during that, you're going to be out talking to communities about ACES.
That's right. And my particular area that I want to focus on doing my residency training above and beyond anything is how adverse childhood experiences versus addictive behaviors tie into each other. There are some things, I had some brain damage, some things going on. There were some resentments that I hid behind in a hotel room with quarter ounce of dope and trying to kill myself because I didn't go pro football. Or I didn't even go college for that matter. I went and tried out and got hurt again and had to come back home. 6 knee operations later, coming home and Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I worked corporate positions in the daytime, but I was on the streets at night. My body loved crack cocaine, you know, and I party, like I said, but the residuals of that partying trying to go sit in a board meeting the next morning after you've been up all night. Try to play that one off, you know, when that thing is already coating your mind. So there are some traumatic events that comes along with substance use and abuse. And that tied into some early adverse childhood experiences of resentment. And there's still some deep issues that I haven't bought out yet. There's still some things that I haven't talked about here yet. But there, trust me, I want to study about how the brain and the nervous system adapt and will go into a defense type mode and will keep you bound.
Well, that's good. And I tell you, Cindy's probably listening tonight, the CEO of Aces Matter. And if she is, she's welcome to call in and give us her side of this. If she wants to promote that a little bit, I would welcome that. But I think you're going to be not only one of the initial resident people through that, but you're going to be one of the ones that we're going to look back 10 years from now and go, look what Anthony has done to be able to impact so many people with the things that you learn and the things that you're going to be able to voice is just unbelievable. You're going to make a great impact on your community and possibly the entire world.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it. Now, yeah. With this book, The Leader in You, Rise Up. There it is, folks. And so tell me what caused you, because this is the 11th one?
Yes.
This is the most recent one that just came out.
Yes.
January. What's rise up mean? Now, we know what those words mean, but you have a wonderful way of putting it. Rise up means what?
Rise up. I love acronyms. You'll see that all over the place. Just like males of distinction. Males is making achievable life enhancing strides. And I tell the kids, the boys, their distinction means you're set apart. But anyway, rise up was another acronym I came up with, was running into successful endeavors. Understanding prosperity. And when I put the word prosperity in there, I didn't want people to automatically think that, oh, he's talking about money. No. Understanding prosperity is not all about money. Understanding prosperity is a wellness type thing. Running into successful endeavors by understanding prosperity. Understanding prosperity can take you into areas of knowing who you are. You know, that's some prosperity. The fact that I'm clean right now, that's prosperity. The fact that I am talking to Dr. Williams in Houston, and I hear him in North Carolina, and I'm sharing some of my personal things, that's prosperity. So that running, rise up.
So even in the most lowest economic condition a person can be in, there's prosperity all around.
Yes, there's prosperity all around, but you have to make sure that I tell people all the time, write down the word circumstance. Write down circumstance. Circumstance is the current circle that you're standing in at that moment. You can put a slash between the CIR, put a slash between the CU, and you have circumstance. Okay? That's the current circle that you stand. It changes from, it just changed again. Circumstances change. I tell my boys, you don't have to be a product of what you're in right now. You don't have to succumb to where you are right now. That's where the leader in you comes in.
Rise up.
That's where the leader in you. I got kids from around the world right now saying, rise up. I spoke to an athletic banquet in my hometown where I hadn't been in 39 years, and I had the whole audience saying, rise up. And so rise up is that thing I want it embedded inside your head. Rise up to the leader in you.
Okay. How do you, you mentioned some things that I think goes right down the domino with the book. How do you put that and embed it into your head? Because we have, what, according to you, two mentalities?
Yes. There's a
mentalities.
Yeah, there's if you ask any young men, we have our Males of Distinction t-shirts around this community or around the world. If you see any young man wearing that t-shirt and you say, hey, young man, what's this Males of Distinction? What kind of mindset do you have? And they should be able to tell you, I operate in a growth mindset. So there's a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. There's a duality between, because a fixed mindset will say, you know what? I'm the lowest of the low, and it's always going to be like this for me. Woe is me. I'm never going to be able to set any goals and aspirations. What is Mr. Anthony talking about the keys to success? What does he mean? What does he mean I don't have to keep getting high every day? What does he mean I'm in the 10th grade, I'm on the 3rd grade reading? He keeps saying rise up to me. Oh, I got a growth mindset? You can change, young man. We can set some goals and aspirations. Now that we know where you are, we can work towards something different and get you out of a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset keeps you stuck. But a growth mindset, I'm in a growth mindset. That's where these books are coming from, Dr. G. A growth mindset.
Do you feel that the youth of today have placed themselves in that fixed mindset mode? Or is the environment doing it? Is the world doing it? Is the parents pushing them in it? Are their friends forcing them in it? Or is it something that's self-done?
Wow, that's an amazing question, because what I'm finding out, especially my heart is for young men, okay, right now. So I'm finding out that we have single mothers trying to raise young men, and in that single mother trying to raise young men, I don't know, each and every situation is different. Our young men have become so emasculated that they can't move forward because Mom needs to cut the umbilical cord. And this is where I take firm stance on the fact that you are taking out the warrior out of our young men. And because of, for a young lady, a young single, but you have to go back to the generational part of that. So I look at the whole thing. So she needs something as well to strengthen family, because she doesn't know better. And I ask my young men, do you know your grandfather? Do you know your grandparents? And most of them don't. Most of them don't. And if they do, I'm old enough to be their grandfather, their father, and their great-grandfather. That's how it is right now. So it's not their fault. It's not their fault that they're having to do things to survive. But inside the leader in you, I don't know if you read this, you've seen it. There's a bonus comic book in here.
Yes, I did.
I had a comic book sitting around. I didn't know what to do with it. So I said, I got young men now wearing colors. They're wearing blue and red. And those are definitely gang symbols. And I'm telling them, look, man, I know what's going on with you. So I've done basic gang intervention through the sheriff department here for non-sworn officers. So I know what to watch for. They got gang Bibles now. They're doing certain things to make themselves feel a part of something. So it's not their fault. They do not have the warrior spirit inside of them until somebody like me comes along and says, rise up, young man, rise up. You know, mom's not always going to be there. You're going to find yourself somewhere with your back up against the wall, but you can't throw in the towel.
That's good. That's good. How do you convince or teach the youth to develop that type of mindset? What's the first step, the first couple steps to start nurturing and developing into that from the fixed and making the shift to a growth mindset?
Yes, that's another great question. I pile on the praise. I pile on the praise for them.
Pile on the praise.
Yes, I let them know, hey, you're somebody, man. Oh, even in something small, that they've done. I don't care what it is. Like, man, you pulled up your pants. Oh, man, I like the way you dressed today. Pile it on to them. There's too often we tend to focus on the things that they may need to work on. And they do need to work on some things.
Are you hearing this anywhere else, Anthony?
Say it again.
Is this some of the first time that these children and these youth have ever heard anything positive said to them in a long time?
Yes. Yeah,
they soak that in pretty quick.
Yes, they soak it in pretty quick. Sometimes it overwhelms them because they can't believe what they're hearing. Huh. He said, wait a minute. So now when I walk, I can see kids at the basketball court and I say, rise up. And everybody at the court will go, rise up. And they know immediately that's Mr. Anthony, because nobody else has told us that. And we know his voice. They know my voice. They know my voice. And I get involved with them. Because, and I talk to them. I talked to them and they, and I said, let me get your attention. I've been in a setting, in a high school setting where, of course, they're on their phones all the time. And I've had a young man who's looking me eye to eye, and he sized me up because he didn't want to put his phone down. So I had to convince him. I said, look, man, and I know I got about 20 minutes with those kids before I start losing their attention. So I got to get a lot in those 20 minutes. So I'm like, young man, look here, man, I'm not going to take your phone. I got some great things I want to tell you, man, that you can take with you and you'll be able to apply it to your life. I got you. And I'm saying, everything I'm going to tell you is going to be truth. And their head will raise up. Did you say truth? Yes. And I want you to know I love you guys. So I get, and in a classroom setting, you don't see that desk. We sit in a circle. They love the group type sessions that I do. It's very impactful. And I'm fighting local school boards because the program is very effective. But I have to do it. I'm doing it on my dime, Dr. Williams. I do it tooling around in 7 schools on my gas with little funding. There's programs that are here. There's programs that are done. But my kids, mainly, my program is not an African-American program. I will help any young man with any background that needs help. It just so happens in my neighborhood, in my community, they look like me. You know, they look like me, but I have some that don't look like me. I have the kids over in the country club whose parents want to do it. Hey, can you come? Don't tell anybody that you're coming by my house, but can you come and see what's going on with my son? That part. And I say, yeah, I sure will. And come to find out, their son is dealing with things on a whole nother level, alcoholism, drug abuse, because dad says, hey, I bought him a BMW. He has an iPhone. He's got his own room upstairs. Yeah, but in his room, Dr. Williams, it's dark. It's sad. And the kid is screaming out. And when I get there and the kid says, are you coming back again? Those are the type of barriers that it's spiritual. God sends me in those arenas, but he also sends me into places where I have to watch my back. And I see a young man that's 20 years old that has a gun on his hip. I've been in those situations, but I keep my eyes open. And once I get finished with them, they feel a sense of peace. Like, man, they don't know what to think. And the whole time I'm thinking, Lord, just protect me, because a young man nowadays will pull the trigger and go do the time like it's nothing. So I had to pour into them really quick. It's that, thank God for my psychology studies. Yeah. Because I know how to change that around to make it work to my advantage.
So you mentioned that one of the first things you do is pile on the praise.
Yes.
Then what?
After I pile on the praise to them, then I have broken the ice. Sometimes it doesn't work the first time, and it makes me feel like I'm wasting my time. But I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not wasting my time because I was sent here to do this. So I have to be consistent. You have to, then what? Keep coming back. That's what you got to do. Then what? I got to keep going back, because if I do that one time and never come back, he sees me again, oh man. But if I do that and say, man, you know what? I'll be back by here again tomorrow. And they think, what? What? That's why when I match up mentors to a mentee, the first time you go see that mentee, oh, he's shut down. He don't want to have nothing to do with you. That can make a mentor go, you know what? I have nothing to offer. Yes, you do. Because the second time you go back, the kid's going to say, oh, he came back. And the third time you go back, he's going to really say, hey, he's going to ask you, are you coming back next time? So he begins to, you know, it's psychological. It's something new for them. They have never had anyone. Each and every householder we're dealing with now goes through something different. It's not their fault. I have situations where mother and father both are incarcerated. And grandmother's trying to raise a 12-year-old young man who's 6'2". She can't do it. You know, here comes Mr. Anthony and his crew. You know, I got some leaders with me in this community that help me, some retired veterans. But ultimately, it's up to me. I'm the front line, break the ice. Gather, get everybody in a setting. Let's talk about it. And I have a different style because I could go here with my voice, or I could go, hey, guys, everybody calm down. You know, so God, that's another gift. You know, I could stop a whole gym without a microphone.
I tell you what, we're going to take our second break.
Okay.
On the other side of this, I want to find out more on how to develop. And then I want to also offer or let you offer some ways to overcome a challenge in your life while getting stronger, because I think that's another one of your chapters that I've thoroughly enjoyed. 888-627-6008. We'll be right back with our final segment with Anthony McCauley. Don't leave us. Be right back.
HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
All right, welcome back. I have thoroughly, and I knew Anthony, because I think in my email to you yesterday or day before, I think it was yesterday, it was Friday maybe, I mentioned to you, this is going to be fun. And I knew this was going to be fun. Some people you have to really put on a smile, but it's easy to smile with you because you just tell them like it is. I love that. And you're talking about how to develop a growth mindset. You talked about pour on the praise and tell people, and I think dependability, accountability, being honest with the kids is so important. Don't you think that that's one of the things that our society is letting our children down on, is authenticity right now?
Yes, it is. It's back. I am so grateful to be raised the way I was, man, with so much integrity and character. And my dad instilled it in me, and even though he was a disciplinarian, I thought that he hated me, but I see what he was trying to do, me being the eldest son, that teaching me things. But his tactic was tough, man. But I know now that he prepared me for this moment of what I'm doing now, because my dad was a mentor. When he passed away, there were some things that lots of young men came for, some of my classmates. We'd stay on the main highway, and Dad would sit on the porch. And I noticed a lot of times people stop by and talk to him. And so many men told me, your father was my mentor, man. So many of my classmates told me, your dad was my mentor, man. I'm like, what? And it's ironic, man, that I'm doing the same thing right now. But it had to come with overcoming some life challenges for me. And what happened, ladies and gentlemen, I went down a dark road of some gutter experiences dealing with my addiction. Okay, it took me in some areas. I had some moments of clarity, and right now I'm proud to say I'm 5 years. A couple of weeks ago, I celebrated 5 years clean.
Awesome.
Yes, and that was 5 years clean for the 70,000th time. That 5 years should be 45 years, but shoulda, woulda, coulda. Life happens, and sometimes I relapsed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called relapse. That means I lapsed again. I went back. But right now, what I'm doing around the world is keeping me sane. Some just pouring into this audience today. Those are some of the things that have helped me overcome the challenges that I've had. I've had to set some goals. I've had to get my mental attitude right. I had to let my body heal. So if you're dealing with some things today of overcoming some life challenges, and you have to get to a point where you set some goals. if you have a moment, especially somebody out there now, Dr. Williams, that may be dealing with an addiction. And addiction doesn't mean drugs and alcohol. There's all types of addictions. If you have a moment of clarity, that's when you can do something. If you have a moment, right, and you said, you know what? I got this moment. Don't take that moment and stay and wallow and have a pity party, because in that moment of clarity, you may have lost all of your money. I have lost so much in this addictive behavior deal. But my moment of clarity, finally, I went and got some therapy. I went to a rehabilitation center, and I set some goals, some realistic goals that helped me get my life back on track. I'm not where I used to be, but I'm right where I need to be right now. Because of some strategies and some results that are happening in my life, I can see the changes. I'm meeting people around the world. Who would have thunk it, man? I'm here with Dr. Gregory Williams, and he's going to be my mentor. Who would have thought?
I tell you, if there's a parent that's listening right now that has just down the hall a teenage boy that they're just shaking their head of, what am I going to do? I don't know how to get through. What would be one of the first few things that if they called you and said, Anthony, help, what do you suggest? What would be your words of wisdom for them right now?
First of all, I'm going to thank them for reaching out to me and allowing me to come in, and they're going to have to allow me to be the person that I am to break through, because dealing with that type of person like myself, we are very manipulative. We are very powerful. We are very intelligent people. But if we could just break free from that addictive behavior, but it's an underlying issue. That's why I can't wait to do this residency training of ACEs Matter, because there are some issues that person's dealing with. They may not tell you.
Okay, so you're saying that if a parent has somebody that's in an addictive mode in a bedroom right now on their phone in a dark room and won't come out for dinner or nothing, you're saying there's something that put them in there and turned the lights off that needs to be dug through to reach, that we can't glaze over it anymore. It's time to pull out the emotional shovel and start digging.
It's time to start digging, Dr. Williams. That's exactly what I'm saying, because inside, I guarantee you, there is some underlying hitting issue that person don't want to talk about. And it's going to take the right person to be able to love on them, the right person. It's going to take the right thing for them to hear from somebody genuine besides a parent that goes, I don't know why you won't just stop it. This is driving the family crazy. You're tearing the family apart. They can't, even though that's called tough love. Sometimes that's what kept me going. I was called names by my father. My father called me the stereotypical names of someone that did what I did, a crackhead. That hurt me. I reached out to my dad at the lowest point and said, Daddy, can you come and get me? He said, no, I'm not coming to get you. I said, I just want you to, man, I don't know these people out here. I'm in a bad way. And he said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've already done my job. Well, when you do something like that, it pushed me. And I said, you know what? To hell with it. Nobody understands me. But the person that was with me, that next addict understood what I said and gave me comfort. But during that moment of clarity, that person that's in that room locked up, and I know as a family member that you may be disgusted, frustrated, and don't know you're at your wit's end with them, and they are driving you crazy. All I can do right now is tell you to pray, love on them, and just try your best to keep them protected, but don't keep enabling them. There are so many parents, there's so many people that enable us as addicts. You can't enable. You can't say, you know what? Oh, he's sick today. And because of a heroin addict or opiate addiction, you will get sick. And you will find yourself enabling them just so they don't get sick. No, 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 no. They're going to have to ride it out. And I'm coming from a place of tough love now. They're going to have to go get the help they need. Because we will play on your mindset. We will play on our people around us and our family members to make you feel like it's your fault. No. There's something deep seated inside of me that I need to remove the mask and talk about. Until I do that, I'm going to stay in that vicious cycle and keep thinking that every time you do something and you keep thinking you'll get the same results, the results are going to be different. It's called insanity.
Yeah.
It's called insanity.
Change the role now. You're not talking to the parent. There's a teenager listening just by chance on their iPhone Tuesday when this goes live on the iPhone. And they're just going through podcasts and they go, oh, wait, what's this about? Boom. And the teenager's listening. What would you recommend them to do right now if they know they need help? What would you say to them?
First of all, I want to let them know, first of all, you are loved, okay? You are loved. You are not a mistake. There is a purpose for your life. You are beautiful and you are wonderfully made. You need to get talk to someone. There are support groups around you in your local city. There's Alcoholics Anonymous, there's Narcotics Anonymous, and also there's spiritual ways that you can get connected with someone who's in recovery. There are spiritual programs of recovery, but you need to get with someone that you believe in. You may find someone in like me in recovery and you don't believe in them, that's okay. Find the person. If you went to one drug dealer and they didn't have your dope, you go to another drug dealer. So if you go to one person and you feel like you're not getting any advice, go to another person until you find what you need to fit you. Or you know what? Pick up the phone and call. Get in touch with Anthony. Get in touch at mailsofdistinction@gmail.com and type Anthony McCauley a message. Say, Anthony, I heard you with lived experience. I want your help. And I guarantee you I'll get in touch with you. So that's another way. And besides that, I pray right now, if you mistakenly or not mistakenly came across this podcast, that every time you try to get high, you get sober and you got to go get some help because you're hearing it coming from me right now. And I operate in a spiritual realm that would allow that to fall fresh on you, that you cannot keep getting high.
Wow. That's good. And of course, if you can't get all Anthony's information, call me and I'll make sure you get to him. And my number runs all the time throughout this program. So feel free to do that. Text me and I'll make sure it gets to you. We only have a minute or two. I'm looking at our time clock right now. Yeah. You have mentioned many times and I don't have this and I don't see it in your books and you won't see it in mine either, which I kind of appreciate. You're obviously faith oriented, but you don't choke people with the Bible. How important, and we only have a minute or two now, they're giving me warning. How important is faith in an overall road to recovery and the road to hope?
Faith is very important, Dr. Williams. I'm glad you asked me that. Faith is the key because we're spiritual beings. We're walking around, and this is just a covering that I got. This happens to be the skin that God gave. This is the skin that I'm in, and I'm comfortable with that. But faith without works is dead. I have already tried it in a natural realm of Anthony's way. It does not work. I knew at 17 years old, I had to live my life based on spiritual principles. It doesn't mean I'm so heavenly minded, I'm no earthly good. It doesn't mean I'm going to drive it into you. But what it does mean is you'll see me live my life different. You'll see me treat people different. You'll see me operate in love. You'll see me operate in a genuineness that comes from me being a spiritual being.
And there's something more to this life than just getting through the day, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's something greater.
That's right. That's right.
So everything that happens in our lives can be used for greater things and higher levels up that ladder.
Yes.
If we just allow them to process through us, correct?
Every one of us has a story that's very unique. There is no such thing as a self-made man. I can't do this by myself.
Does God ever waste a pain?
Say it again.
God ever waste a pain?
God never wastes a pain. That pain is it's like constructive criticism. It's an opportunity for you to grow. That's exactly what that pain is. It's an opportunity for you to grow.
Tell you what, Anthony, it's been great with you being with us tonight. I knew this hour would fly by. If you want to get in touch with Anthony, give it one more time, Anthony. I want to make sure they all get it. If they want to get it on your webpage, it would be what?
Anthony B. McCauley, MCCAULEY.com. or malesofdistinction@gmail.com is the email. Also, www.malesofdistinction.com. That's our website. Google me. Google me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all those good things. So
I think that's wonderful. I tell you what, I see in the near future, Anthony, us being on the same stage.
Oh.
Having an arena filled with men and young men that are looking and needing for a way to break through of what life has handed them. And on the other side of it, they're going to see a breakthrough that just changes their lives and everybody in their families. I really see that coming.
Let's do it. I see it too. I see it too.
I think we can make it happen.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us tonight, Anthony. It was a joy and a pleasure. Please get in touch with him. Also, Aces Matter, a great organization that I'm a part of. And Cindy has been on our program several times. She would love to hear from you tonight and throughout all of next week. Thank you, Anthony. And I'm going to have you back on. Okay.
Yes, I promise. Sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And feel better.
Hey, thank you so much, too, for that. As we end every program on this show each and every week, no matter what has happened to you, no matter if you're sitting in what seems to be a dark room and there's no light, let me tell you, there's always light. As long as you have life, there's an opportunity for that one little bitty flicker to just bring light into your darkness. And I want to let you know, never give up on hope. Hope is always there. Join us right here next week for another edition from live from Houston, Texas, of Breaking the Silence. Get in touch with Anthony right now. Write his name down. Search his books. Buy him. You will not be disappointed. God bless and have an awesome week. We'll see you next Sunday. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1, for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.